This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nike reports profits later today. The 12th edition of a LeBron James basketball shoe came out this fall, and 30 years in, Michael Jordan remains a top brand. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
From Wall Street, Nike looks good. John Kernan is an analyst with Cowen and Company.
The brand is on fire, pretty much across geographies, across categories.
Across geographies means places like Europe, China, and Brazil, as well as at home in the U.S. Across categories means general sportswear, not just sneakers.
And they've been pushing through price increases.
Those price increases have not gone down well with David Rasul Robinson's customers. He's a manager at St. Alfred, Chicago's top sneaker boutique. Sneakerheads love Nike, but this year, he says, they're disappointed. Other brands raise prices too, but they don't have the quality control problems he sees creeping into a lot of Nike offerings.
There's not errant glue stains. Shoes aren't blowing out after being worn a couple times, or paint's not chipping on the sole.
I asked John Kerner if Robinson's critiques give him any pause.
No, none. Nike's a gigantic company. I'd have to hear it from somebody more than just this guy.
So, sneakerheads, outliers or leading-edge indicators? In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.